Moving on now to our third story on this edition of the Top Five. Lebanon's army commander has warned that the military will respond to any Israeli aggression. The warning was made as General Jan Rahwaji visited the headquarters of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. Rahwaji said the Lebanese military is committed to the implementation of all United Nations Security Council resolutions, in particular 1701. The resolution which ended the 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah demanded the withdrawal of Israeli forces from South Lebanon. Earlier this month, Lebanon's south was the scene of deadly clashes between Israeli and Lebanese forces. The ensuing tensions prompted the Security Council to call for calm and restraint by both sides. Ali Risk is our correspondent, joining us now live from Beirut with all the latest. Ali, can you put us a bit in context about the clashes that took place earlier between Israeli and Lebanese forces and why we're hearing this warning from the Lebanese commander now?
The clashes, I don't know if you can describe them as clashes, which took place. The that incident whereby a Lebanese soldier opened fire on an Israeli soldier is still ambiguous. The facts are still not clear. So one has to be very cautious in, you know, saying what actually took place. We did hear reports that the Israeli army, or that particular Israeli soldier, was making some mysterious moves on the border. But as I said, you know, what really happened has not been uncovered as of yet. Now, the comments made by General John Qahwaji today come within the framework of his annual tour to South Lebanon. As the end of the year comes or approaches, it is tradition for the Lebanese army commander to go ahead with these tours. Of course, this particular tour comes at a time where the Lebanese army is facing increasing challenges, not the Lebanese army itself only, but also Lebanon in general. The army itself was a victim of a suicide terrorist bombing just days ago, whereby one Lebanese soldier was killed, a bombing carried out by the same group which carried out this bombing here close to the Iranian, or in front of the Iranian embassy, which led also to a number of people being killed. That was carried out by an Al-Qaeda affiliate, and the same thing happened, the same side carried out this attack recently against the Lebanese army. So the army is facing unprecedented challenges. And by the way, General Qahwaji, during his remarks, also he referred to the issue of a terrorist takfiri threat. He visited Saidon, where the attack took place, and he also made mention of this issue as well. So Lebanon, the Lebanese army, Hezbollah, all are facing increasing challenges in addition to the challenge which was the usual challenge which is posed by Israel. But we also have to remember that the Lebanese cabinet manifesto speaks about the Lebanese army, resistance and people standing up and defending Lebanon, and General Qahwaji's comments come with this framework. And we also have to mention that this visit, or these remarks, come after Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, in his latest speech, said that the Lebanese army is the only remaining institution which enjoys consensus and agreement amongst all the Lebanese. Mm-hmm. And if this comes to an end, then Lebanon will be in a very big danger of falling and collapsing.
Thank you very much, Ali Risk, our correspondent with us there live from Beirut.